There's technology out there now that you can put, it doesn't have to be in a helmet, it can be attached to a head or on a headband, that will determine impact. And if there's been a significant amount of impact to a head, it will detonate and you will know that this person probably should be looked at and taken off the field until further investigation is done.
Now, your bill would make this a pilot program. It would just be in certain schools.
How pilot program would be paid for by the manufacturer of whatever mm-hmm. system we decided to use. And it would go into one school per jurisdiction, 24 schools, in order to do data collection and work along with the concussion task force recommendations to make sure that people are being treated appropriately.
And from the way you describe it, this is more than just protecting football players. I mean, a soccer player could wear a headband, a runner could wear
It's up to the school to choose what sport they want to use. From what I've learned, football coaches and football administration folks get it. They realize how important it is to protect the head. And other sports oftentimes don't. I played lacrosse. I think lacrosse is pretty good, but they still don't get that, you know, a nice blow to the head could have significant impacts. Soccer, hitting the ball in soccer over and over and over again could have debilitating impacts, and we need to know what this is doing to our children's brains.
Okay, thank you, sir. We'll see you at the hearing.
Thank you.